Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. There's lots of reasons we love betting on FanDuel Sportsbook. You've got great odds and markets for the MLB, NBA, NHL, and so much more. They've got awesome new and existing user promotions. It's America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, safe and secure, and you get your winnings fast. It's also fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay. Discover the most popular same game parlays each day right when you log in. And FanDuel Sportsbook is now live in Ontario, Canada. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code JANJ so they know we sent you. That's J-A-N-D-J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP.
Welcome to Jenkins and Jones Am Out of Pocket, the crossover.
Am out of pocket.
Motherfucker is out of pocket. What the shit?
Am
read the
of
shit
pocket.
Right.
Am.
It's a big day for hate, and that's what we've all gathered here to spread some hate today. So very excited. We all enjoyed watching the Nets become the only team that's going to get swept out of the first round of the playoffs.
I'm tired from hating, dog. I'm gonna be honest. It was a long day. Like, that shit is fatiguing.
You need to drink a Celsius or one of John's energy drinks. Hey, bro, and get your hate up, bro. It's 9:30. It's 9:30 Monday night. It's hate time.
I got a few keys over here that Celsius waiting for you, bro. I can ship them to you. You know what I mean? For the low seed.
So what I mean, I know I missed the spaces. I'm sorry. We probably got all the best jokes off there. But what did you think of the Nets officially going down? And I'm just still, it's crazy to me, bro. Like, it just flies in the face of everything we've seen from the NBA. You put a KD and a Kyrie on a team together, and that's not supposed to be a four game sweep.
It didn't fucking matter. Like, John, and I'm not calling you out in particular, John. I'm just calling out the school of thought that it was like, who needs coaching? Who needs defense? Well, you got studs out there who can get a bucket whenever they want. No, you need all that shit. I told you that in the playoffs, the game slows down because it's a half-court chess match, and motherfuckers pull out that clipboard, and they go to work. And right, and fucking Steve Nash got laps ran around him this whole fucking series. He didn't know shit what to do besides fucking play KD 46 minutes a game. You know what I mean? Ugh. So, I just don't ever want to see anyone tell me that a team without coaching and defense can win a championship, regardless of how good the players are. Because we've never seen that fucking happen before, ever.
I mean, it feels a lot like Steve Nash just wrapped a Ferrari around a tree. Like, you get given the keys to a car that you had no business driving. He fucking hammered that gas pedal, and that sucker's around the tree. And I feel bad. We wasted KD prime years. We wasted a year of Kyrie's prime. Like, I'd love to see this.
We didn't waste shit, Zach. They wasted that shit. We were over there really defending, trying to figure it out, trying to, in our head, figure out the equation that was going to make one of the worst defenses in the league somehow become great. But after they lost game one, it definitely felt a little weird. Kyrie 39 peaks, flipping the birds, double fucked you, in the heart of Caucasian, no less. And, you know, didn't produce, didn't deliver down it when it mattered. But at the end of the day, that's what you get for leaving LeBron.
I mean, I didn't think I'd ever see KD look that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kyrie did not play all that well, you know, too. So, I mean, this series outside of game one. So, I mean, that's why I was thinking, you know, like, you can throw whatever defense at them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've never even seen KD's shot get blocked. We saw his shot get blocked 3 times in 4 fucking games. You know what I'm saying? I guess you have somebody out there playing 40-plus minutes for so long, they'll be tired as fuck. He is human. You know what I mean? But, dog, like, Jason Tatum took a huge step. I thought Jason Tatum's going to be good. We've talked about this prior where I saw Tatum being the best player in the league at some point. I think he's going to be there earlier than I thought. I thought it'd be 3 or 4 years. To me, Jason Tatum's one of the two best players in this playoffs right now, I think, behind Giannis. You know what I mean? But the step he took offensively, where he's like leading the team, running the offense basically, you know, making people around him better, and then also playing like lockdown defense on the best scorer we've ever seen. No, I didn't see Jason Tatum doing that. You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You need a good coach. You need to play defense. I just thought, based upon the KD we've seen and the Kyrie we've seen, they'd be fine. I mean, and it makes sense that, you know, you have three of the better guard defenders on one team playing two of the, you know, best shot getters. That's unsustainable, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, winning a 7-game series. It wasn't going to work.
There were some impressive blocks. You know, it was not an impressive block attempt was Blake there at the end. It was heartbreaking watching him try and stop. Was it Marcus Smart? Kind of like trying to seal the game. And it was like, Blake, why is Blake getting thrown to the wolves here? Like, his minutes are all screwed up.
Everyone's getting thrown to the wolves. You know, it's just the wolves are eating very well tonight off that series. But I think it's unfortunate that the most obnoxious people who watch basketball were correct during the offseason, that the Lakers needed spacing and the Nets needed coaching. But the funniest moment of the whole game to me was Steve Nash he's coaching for his life out there. And he got up and he starts yelling at the refs at one point. And Stan Van Gundy acted like he'd seen a full lunar fucking eclipse. He was like, you don't usually see Steve. He's one of the more polite coaches with the officials. He's really up and giving it to him. It was just like they were astounded that he was trying to coach in an elimination game.
Bro, funny shit is as SVG went to bat for Steve Nash earlier today on Twitter, and he just basically told fans like, "Y'all don't know what the fuck y'all are watching." And you know what? I get that. Of course, I do not know what I'm. I do not look at this game the same lens of a fucking NBA coach. Of course, I will never fucking think I'm that fucking great of a fan, you know, beat that full of myself. But it was like SVG started calling that game, and he was like, "Yo, what the fuck is Steve Nash doing?" It's like he was running right back to us. Like, I have no idea what this dude is fucking doing, and that shit was fucking hilarious, man. But
you call SVG a coach? He's a former coach. Okay, motherfucker ain't coaching nowhere right now. He coaching in the broadcast booth. But I'm just saying, like, so I saw him post that same shit. He was responding to everybody and going in and out, whatever. But I don't know, man. Steve Nash, it sounded great on paper. I feel like, you know, you passed up a lot of the other guys who had a lot more experience who were ready to go, kind of trying to sell that same bullshit Steve Kerr narrative that you were trying to give us. And here we are. Tulum.
It's wild.
Ain't no, ain't no shortcuts to this shit. That's the lesson here, right? You can't dribble has your way to a championship. You can't fucking substitute, cool substitute teacher coach your way to a championship. You got to get a motherfucker who's going to get on your ass on a goddamn February, you know, fucking road practice. You got to have some a team that's committed to playing defense. Ain't no shortcuts to this shit, bro. Like, that's why, like, I don't get motherfuckers like, oh, Bron just, you know, he just pairs it with everybody. It's so easy. No. No, all of LeBron's teams were they executed well and they fucking committed to defense. This team didn't, neither of those.
They didn't even commit to playing basketball. Like,
right? Like, Kyrie played 18 games. What the fuck? You know?
It's just incredible you put Kyrie and Ben Simmons on one team. It's just a special energy that's coming up. Yeah.
Did you hear Blake Griffin
was not there tonight?
Did you hear Blake Griffin is leading in charges this year? That was so like Blake Griffin going from a human highlight to leading the league in charges. Like, who saw that?
Leading the league in charges taken.
You know, and Blake, you said what? You said
leading
what?
The league in charges taken.
Charges taken. Yes, Blake Griffin. That's what he's become—a human that's charge brutal. Taker. They were talking like. And he's only did it in 15 minutes per game of playtime. I'm like, damn, this is how you talk about Blake Griffin now?
That's rough, crazy. So the Celtics road to the championship. They got the Nets down. It would probably be Bucks and then Heat or Sixers after that. Do you think that the Celtics can win the NBA championship this year?
Yeah,
I do.
I think so.
I do.
I don't want them to. I don't want to see Bill Simmons tweeting about it for fucking sure. So I don't want to see them do it. And I'm sorry, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, you both seem lovely, but your fans make it just too difficult. I can't do it. I can't do it. I won't do it. So
someone tweeted, this is for Lucky.
Who tweeted that?
Motherfucker.
Celtics kid, man.
Goddamn big baby. I can for sure see the Celtics winning it. They're committed to defense. They've got fucking studs on offense with fucking Jaylen and Tatum. They're well coached with Ime. They check all the boxes. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's like,
fuck the Celtics.
Fuck the Celtics.
I mean, it's fuck the fans. It's fuck everything about the Celtics except the actual Celtics.
Except
you know
for Jaylen, Marcus Smart, Jaylen.
Fuck Grant the Williams. Arena. Fuck the Leprechaun. Fuck the fans. Fuck the city.
Yeah.
Fuck the colors. Fuck the name of the team. Fuck the history of the team. Fuck the most of the dudes on the team except Jason Tatum.
I love you, Jason. Yeah.
I like I the team. You, it is. I'm sick to my stomach that these dudes are wearing green. Because if they were wearing any other fucking jersey, I would be such a bandwagon fan of this team right now. But I can't do it with something.
Here, let me pitch something though. They lose in the Eastern Conference Finals. Jason Tatum starts to look around. He says, I'm not that happy here. I'm sick of this Boston bullshit. And he starts pushing his way to the Los Angeles Lakers.
He might as well do that anywhere. LeBron got
to
follow
him. That's a bad picture for your ass. I feel like Tatum locked into like 26 or some shit though, right? Like,
he bro, is,
you,
yeah.
You, you ain't going
you know, none of that means nothing. Shit. None of that means you know shit that means anymore. Nothing. He can leave tomorrow if he wants to.
Right, man, good luck with that. Good luck. You know what I'm saying?
But he signed a contract.
Yeah, motherfucker. So did Harden.
So Kyrie's a free agent, right? At the end of this year, correct?
Yeah, but he said he wants to come back to the Nets, right? And him and Kevin.
He said that about wanting to come back to Boston until they got clapped up out of the playoffs.
His quote today was astounding. He said, when I say I'm here with Kev, I think that really entails us managing this franchise together alongside Joe and Sean.
Bro. This motherfucker, look, he had that 39 point. He had that 39 point all-world game, game one.
Yeah.
And then he scored 46 total points the rest of the series. Shot 37% the rest of the series. He's like, yo, I'm the motherfucker hosting the Zoom meeting when we're discussing free agency after the season. Like, that's the shit that Kyrie is on. Like, I am totally for player empowerment, but I'm at the point where, like, where does fucking self-awareness come into it, bro?
Nowhere. You expect that out of
nowhere
Kyrie.
Nowhere from Kyrie. Yeah.
Where has he shown us he has that ability? Nowhere. You know what I mean? Love him as a player, but we talking about him as a person when it comes to that type of stuff. It just he just ain't got it. Not yet. Hopefully it changes, but we ain't seen a reason why it would.
Oh, no, it isn't changing.
Part of me this love to not. See a rich black man being this arrogant and this out of touch. we need it to bring balance to the force. But the other half is like, Negro, you just got swept by the Celtics. What are you talking about? Going to pyramid.
I like seeing players being this arrogant while leaving a fucking trail of shit that they're getting away. Kyrie is staying in this shit being this way. You see what I'm saying? Like I fuck with a player like anyone who told the, you know, Pels, hey, y'all figure this shit out. Get me to LA. Right? Like, I fuck with shit like that. But Kyrie is like digging himself deeper in a hole here. You know what I mean? Like, there's no self-awareness there.
Damn.
One last salute to Ben Simmons.
That brother's starving. Somebody put that underneath the Kyrie Ramadan. Oh, I lost my shit. Sorry. I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. It's fine.
Let's talk about Sixers Raptors. Doc Rivers is halfway to fulfilling his destiny of becoming the first coach, man, to blow a 3-0 lead.
Listen, bro. I told y'all. Look, I think this is, for better or for worse, I think this is Doc Rivers' last stop as a coach in this league. I think he'll for sure get like a front office job or you know, a fucking announcer job if he wants it. But I think this is his last stop as a coach. And I told y'all, when they went up 3-0, I said, what better swan song for Doc than to blow a fucking 3-0 lead? And goddamn, we'll see, man.
It's carved in stone in Mesopotamia somewhere. That 2,000 years from now, Doc Rivers will blow a 3-0 lead.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I laugh only so hard knowing there's like a 80% chance he gets fired and Jeannie Buss immediately calls him. So, like, I'm laughing, but I'm like, please don't get fired because there's a real chance he becomes the Lakers head coach. And fuck that.
That can't happen.
Jay Wright is the only hope. Y'all gotta play up on Bron's, you know, fucking nostalgia of never playing in college and hope that y'all can land that over Doc, because Doc ain't it, bro.
Get Coach K.
Oh, God.
Coach K's got some time.
Okay. Would you rather it be Coach K or Doc Rivers?
I gotta go K at this point. Doc Rivers only won one ring with KG, Rondo, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce all in their primes. And, like, Sheed is, like, still a functional and NBA Tibbs, player.
And Tibbs as the defensive assistant who schemed that championship up. Like, hey, no. Like, I cannot give credit to Doc for 2008, bro. I really can't. But yeah, that's a tough call, though.
Can you imagine Kay trying to tell the Lakers to go run lot like go run 22s or something like that? That shit is not gonna fly.
I can't imagine that.
That's the worst coaching scenario ever, dog. I don't fuck with either one of them.
The Mavs are doing the important work, charity work of getting the Jazz out of our collective consciousness. I like this question from Chuck on here. Why does no one care about this series?
I was going to make the joke, did they play tonight? But like, yeah, bro, that was rough. Only exciting thing happened when Hassan Whiteside clubbed Luka on the way to the hoop. And that was kind of the only time I turned my head to look back at the screen. It was not a pretty game.
How long are the Jazz going to try to keep this shit up, man?
Bro, one more loss.
I think blow it up, right?
One more loss. What? They'll do it for one more loss, and then they'll blow it the fuck up.
I didn't see it was going to be this bad, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking Jalen Brunson getting two wins off of y'all. You know what I mean? Y'all supposed to be one of the better teams, at least in the Western Conference, dog. Like, that's crazy, bro. Yeah, I just don't see this. This can't last too much longer.
They can't keep getting away with this.
No. And we don't give a fuck because it's the fucking Jazz, bro. Like, what the fuck? It's obvious why we don't care.
Ain't no fucking Jazz in Utah. When have you ever gone to Utah? Like, let me go hear some Jazz. At least change the name.
What's the line from basketball? They sent the Jazz to Utah where they don't allow music. Like, I fucking love that.
Fucking Footloose ass fan, dog. The
Soakers.
I don't think anyone gives a fuck about what happens to the Jazz. I am so not invested in the fucking drama.
I want to ask you guys, if you blow it up, what are you going to get for Rudy Gobert? Your only piece is Donovan Mitchell. Who wants Rudy Gobert? bro. Like, who's making that trade?
You gonna keep trying with this shit here though? Like, you know what I'm saying? It obviously ain't working. No. You know, it's time to figure something else out. You know, this ain't it. That's what you do know. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I will not say something nice about Rudy Gobert on this show. I'm not going to do that. But I do think on a roster with a different construction, it's kind of like we used to talk about with Paul George. It's just like he can't be. It's him plus one guard. I mean, that's just not what the game is now. But I mean, if you like, imagine him on some of these other teams in the playoffs. It's a fucking freak show defensively. It's just you know, at some point they're going to need him. I don't know. I've greatly been enjoying watching him dance around on the perimeter, trying to fucking guard Donovan, trying to guard anyone at the 3-point line. It's been a fucking delight. It's just like Luka is literally just switch, switch, switch. Yes,
food, bro.
Oh shit. I don't know. Do you think they'll close them out? I would love it if the Mavs would just win Game 6 and end it. You think they win Game 6?
Bro, nobody gives a flying shit. Let's all. Like, I know this is a topic we had to talk about because you know we are a basketball show, and it's sad because we like Luka. We like Luka, right? We think he's a great basketball player, probably the future of the game, one of them. And still don't give a shit. Not even Luka dropping 30 pieces, hitting 25 footers, just not entertained, not impressed, just looking at the clock, hoping the seconds go by, like when I was playing, sitting on the end of the bench. Just get this game over with. Oh, damn, it's a national TV game. That means the timeout's going to be 30 seconds longer. Fucking calculating in my head what I'm getting into tonight.
I want to run through some of these comments that we got coming in. James says, Doc's feeling dangerous today. AK, the legend, says, Lakers must hire Doc to lift the Caruso curse. Doc Rivers crashing and burning is the best TV since he left the Clippers. Andy Diosa, John says, y'all stressing my boy John the fuck out tonight. Coach K would get Austin Reeves to an all-star game.
Who said that? Yeah,
dude. Rishi, that is a great comment. Someone said, would you rather coach Cal or Rick Pitino? Or Tom said that. Shout out to Tom. Would you rather coach Cal or Rick Pitino? Bro, I'm
probably Pitino because he's about that grimy shit. You know Pitino into that grimy. He could do whatever.
Patino in LA could be dangerous on another
level. AK says he doesn't think Luka cares who wins the series either. What was that?
Patino gonna have his dick all in the spaghetti sauce. Y'all bring that man out there. Y'all better leave that man in Louisville where the Pizza Hut's are at. She gonna wild out.
What is the background of that? Please, what happened?
You don't know the story?
No.
I've never heard that in my life.
Do you want it? Do you want to peel this one?
Yeah, he boned a chick at an Italian restaurant, and the chick said it lasted about like 30 seconds and in court, and the court people asked him, but Rick, would you say that's about right? Like 30 seconds? Like, yeah, that's about right. That man admitted in the court of law he fucked for like 30 seconds in an Italian joint.
Yeah,
it's documented. Yep. Hey, bro, it be like that sometimes. I am not here to judge.
There's a lot of people watching the show and all got that level of stroke game. They're 28 seconds. That Dan Tony 7 seconds or less.
According to Patino's testimony, quote, the sex lasted 15 seconds and was unfortunate.
15! Bro. Yeah, 15. I didn't say
it's the pull
out. Oh, bro.
You gotta try to do it to nut that quick though. Like you gotta try.
Now correct me if I'm wrong. He still kept his job after this stuff came out. He like managed to hold down the job, but only got fired when the Adidas bag drop stuff came about.
Yes.
Yeah. So like the people who were like, "Fuck it, we don't care." He's a two pump chump, but he's our two pump chump.
You gonna fire him because his stroke game bad? What the fuck that got to do with that?
There were other less funny. There were other less funny details associated with the story, which is why they were in court, obviously. But my grandpa's looking down on me, furious that I'm slandering an Italian coach with you guys right now. He can't.
It's a spicy meatball.
Don't give me a coach you can't fuck. Bill went to LA and was knocking Genie down, and that motherfucker got 5 rings out of that shit. Don't give me a coach who cannot fuck. Because that reflects poorly on other aspects of how you handle shit.
Tyler pulls his shit out. So, can you fuck? Do you fuck? Let's
talk about it.
Yeah. It's got to be an 8-minute minimum, and I need 3 personal references.
Jesus.
holy shit.
What do you think that 7 seconds? Hey, someone said 7 seconds or less hits different.
Bro, how is that thing? How much does that thing got to be thanging for you to be in there for 15 seconds? You know what I'm saying?
Not even that much if we're being real. Just depend, right situation. We all, you know, in our younger lives, whatever. Everybody acting like they had that Peter North shrug. Your shrug was not that level. You are not shrugging like that.
Sheesh.
We haven't podcasted since the
Can I read one more comment before? I'm sorry, Mike. Yes. Someone said Mike Tirico is appalled with this. Andy said that.
Don't fucking get us started on Mike Tirico.
Please don't do this.
Y'all are genuinely bad. I don't know what y'all are talking about. I don't got nothing to do with this Mike Tirico. I'm a fan. Give me a bag.
That was Andy. Shout out to Andy for that one. Sorry, go ahead, Mike. My bad.
Okay. We haven't done a show.
Give me a coach that fucks. That is...
You said what?
Give me a coach that fucks. I'll be thinking
serious
about that
too.
For 3 weeks.
He's not smiling at all. He's not smiling at all. He's dead serious.
Dead serious.
Hey, it legit speaks a lot to your fucking people skills, though, right? If you're out here fucking, right? If you're out here popular with the ladies, you're getting buy-in. Am I not right? You know
who was the coach? Was that Bear Bryant that wouldn't?
Yeah, who said he wanted to see his assistants' wives when they were interviewing?
If your mouthpiece wasn't,
wanted to see how persuasive they were. Yep.
If you had a bad mouthpiece, I could have you on it because I know your recruiting game probably trash. You know what I'm saying?
He said it was about self-confidence. He said if they're with a woman who wasn't attractive, he felt like they didn't have self-confidence.
All this is reminding me of is that Magic interview where he just goes off about how he had to smash a chick in the office. they're just a look about it. They're just a look.
But you're Magic Johnson. Well,
this is Bear Bryant's wife.
Everybody got a fantasy. And she was probably worky back in the day, though. She was probably she was probably, you know, like Nancy Reagan on the studio lot. This show took a turn.
For Mad Men,
this podcast is on the fucking rails already. We've only been on here for like 20 minutes too.
After dark,
Hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. you'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Playoffs are here, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. FanDuel is hooking you up with free bets throughout the playoffs. It doesn't matter if you're a new customer or already have an account. Just be sure to check out the app for exclusive weekly same-game parlay promos. My favorite same-game parlay tonight, we're loving that Grizzlies-Wolves series. I really like the Wolves to keep it going, so I might look at the Wolves to win and some overs on some player props, maybe for Cat and Ant. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you win, you'll get paid faster than a fast break. New to FanDuel? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code JANJ. Once again, that's promo code JANJ, that's J-A-N-D-J. And if you already have an account, you're all set to get in on the action. Either way, you'll get an assist from FanDuel when you bet a same-game parlay during the playoffs. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over in select states. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I haven't done a show with you guys since the Grizzlies-Wolves game, and I had to talk about a great game. I love that series, but I had to talk about Cat and his post-game interview. Did you guys see the clip?
Changes his voice?
He actively drops his voice an octave and then starts quoting Kobe. It's honestly is one of the funniest things I've ever seen on television.
It's cringe.
You know, we're really out here. Oh, we're really out here trying to get the
yes. Nailed it.
Job's not done. You see, I'm not really celebrating. Job's not done.
Bro, you ever like had to handle like some internet or some cable shit for like your parents? And like they ask whose name is the villain? It's like your dad, and they're like, okay, we need to stick to him before we can proceed here. And you just like switch buttons. Oh yeah, this is me. And you just did that in front of the world, bro. He did that in front of every fucking basketball fan on the planet. I cannot imagine.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all saw the little meme Lakeshore Yo put up, the one kid who had the high-pitched voice in the fight. He's like, y'all think I'm a bitch out here?
Though the greatest tweet was he needs to find himself. You know what I'm saying?
That was funny as fuck.
That dude's...
He said, oh, it's rah-rah, I ain't you. He sounded like the old head from a 1972 after school special. Oh, it's rah-rah, ain't you. You need to find yourself, young blood.
Yeah, Cat need to find himself. All this rah-rah talk.
That was real as fuck and funny as
That's
fuck.
That's a fact, though.
You can't tell me Job's not done after celebrating on the scorers table after winning a playing game. I don't want to hear Job's not done after that, all right?
You and Minnesota now. They in Minnesota now.
That man's girl came out the stands like he knocked out Apollo Creed and made out with that motherfucker for a playing game. I'm like, God, man, like, look, like, I am not so, like I've always said, celebrate however the fuck you want. That shit was wild. They enjoyed the fuck out of that.
She was staring in his eyes like, you know, you're my hero. You know what I mean?
In fairness to Kat, that job was done. You know what I mean? They made the playoffs.
Maybe like in the Mario Brothers too. You know what I mean? Like Princess. Thank you, Mario.
Fuck out of here, man.
The princess is in another castle.
Right.
All right, let's talk about Ja Morant winning Most Improved Player. What's the criteria for Most Improved Player? Do we have a bullet point list of what the criteria is?
More, you're the number two pick. You're supposed to be improved.
If you've been talked about as the future face of the league,
he gave it away. He gave it away, bro. He was like, "Here, Bubba."
He re-gifted. He re-gifted an NBA award.
He was like,
"In the same night,
bro." If you're an MVP talks, come on, bro. Like there should be a minimum amount of you can't be averaging 28 a game and most improved. That's disrespectful at that point. You know
he didn't even take the shit out of the box and said, Desmond, have you? I don't even want to see what this motherfucker looked like.
I feel like the most improved award is low-key the, dog, we thought you wasn't going to be shit.
Right.
And none of us thought that about Ja. We all thought he was going to be a baller. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I didn't even win this motherfucker. But.
Yo, sorry ass, proved yourself.
We thought you wasn't ever going to be shit. You showed us, though.
Hey, we all talked about it. We thought your ass was going to be sorry as fuck. So, you know, there you go, bro. You surprised. You surprised.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the award. It's supposed to be an award for going from shitty to okay, not from going from really good to really great. Like it just,
or at least like okay to great. You know what I mean? Like you know that right. This dude's been. When have we looked at Ja and not thought he was a hooper? And we all knew he was gonna take a big step after last year's playoffs. You feel me? Like we all saw this coming. So it's just it's really weird. Like Ja Morant, most improved player. Doesn't make any sense.
We just saw him bust Steph's ass for a bunch of tickets to the playoffs last year. We been knew this was coming. Right. This was a fucking, you know, but
I guess they had to give him something. They couldn't give him MVP, so they had to give him something. But don't make no sense to me.
I want to know. I want to review from Tyler and Joe, especially on Bron's Twitter performance during these playoffs. Is it performance art? Is he doing this intentionally? Is he just
Magic Johnson-esque?
LeBron's out in the Maldives sending codes to the league of who he wants to lose with fake praise.
Yeah, that shit is. He has just been wow. It's been phenomenal about how he's been the kiss of death for whoever he praises. You know what I mean? Like I've never seen anything quite like it. But
you know, but you know, you don't give a fuck. You know, he's in the Maldives right now, lit on Los Lobos. Dancing for Savannah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That backfired. It didn't age well. I don't give a shit. I'm rich. What the fuck are y'all talking about? Only people, this age poorly is it broke people. You never seen a rich person this age poorly.
Motherfuckers hitting Bron with this age poorly while he's fucking sipping on 72-year-old wine. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about shit aging poorly with this fucking guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
He's drinking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't give a shit, man.
I mean, nor should he. He and Kuz are trying to get a. They're trying to get a podcast together via Zoom. What like it's his vacation project? He's like,
who's running the Zoom? Who's sending the link out? Who's sending the link out?
He's talking to Kuz about doing like a Manning cast, but for the NBA. Like he's just on the timeline going back and forth with Kuz. Like, but if we did eyeball emoji, eyeball emoji, eyeball emoji.
Is he getting a Yeti or a Shure mic?
That man is bored as hell without basketball. G. He about to start a podcast. Bro, what the fuck, dog? You know what I mean? Bro, just enjoy your free
time. You're in the Maldives. Right? You're in the Maldives.
You're Maldives talking about a fucking podcast? I swear to God, bro.
He the only dude in the Maldives with internet. You already know. With the reliable Wi-Fi.
Do we have any other good YouTube comments, Zach, before we move into our last non-basketball topic?
About Cat, someone said beating mediocrity is a hell of a drug. Shout out to Jordan on that one. AJ said Bane has no neck. Someone said Jordan Poole should have been nominated.
Someone just randomly calling Bane a Ninja Turtle on the fucking YouTube comments.
Bane has no neck.
It was hanging ninja. AJ, shout out to AJ. Mark Jackson, somewhere shaking his head respectfully about I think about Pool, or I don't know if that's about Andy. I'm not sure which one he means, but yeah, you can keep it moving. We'll see. So the comments when we were going through the Patino section were
Yeah, all right. Okay. All right. So, I appreciate it. I appreciate you, Zach. Okay.
I think that our audience is on board, all right?
Okay, all right. Noted. So this was a terrible day for fans of things that I hate, because it was the Celtics fans happy at night and it was Elon Musk fans happy in the morning. He is moving forward with buying Twitter. We have half of the people that I enjoy following on Twitter on this stream right now. So what do you guys think? Are we moving somewhere else? What's the move?
Nah, I don't think we'll go anywhere until Elon tries pulling some bullshit. I told you, like, the whole "I'm here to authenticate every human." I ain't like the way that shit sounded.
Yeah, it sounded like a little weird.
Yeah, I'm not fucking posting my ID to if I need to fucking, you know, tweet or whatever the fuck that opening the shit means. But we'll see. There's a major play out here. There's a major play here, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I know some diabolical shit knowing this muscle motherfucker. So we'll see.
He's trying to sell Tesla.
Fuck that nigga, dog. Fuck Elon Musk, man.
Hey, your Twitter account's gonna be gone tomorrow. He sees all now.
Yeah. While we're still here and we still got this time to reflect and enjoy it, I just want to say I really appreciate y'all. Y'all helped me get through some tough times.
My bad.
Don't know how much it's gonna last. Because you already know he coming in trying to fuck shit up, but all he wants is the data. At the end of the day, he just wants everybody's information.
That's all he wants.
Figure out a way to sell him some Teslas. You already know, like, everybody on this motherfucking show going to have a Tesla soon against our will. Just had to felt the need to buy one. But I don't know, man. I thought, like, it was a joke at first. Like, and I obviously kept going. And then he made that crazy offer. And I'm like, damn, what's going to happen? Then literally, motherfucker's the boss now. So, you know, I ain't calling no grown man delicious, though. I'll tell you that much.
So there were two things that were interesting to me. One, he made a clear point to make it $4.20, $54.20. There is speculation that he threw the extra 20 cents in or some amount to get it to around 20 cents, which, like, if he threw 20 extra cents in on every share, it's like $150 million that he ran up. I tweeted that today. The other thing is he doesn't have cash on hand, so he had to use Tesla stock to pay for this. So there are motherfuckers trying to figure out how they can crash Tesla stock to try to bring down the whole empire on top of him. So people right now are actively trying to figure out how they can position the stock to drive it down to force him to lose control of both Twitter.
Get into a Tesla for 10 seconds and watch something fucking break. It shouldn't be that hard to crash a stock. Yeah. I don't understand the entire, as someone who, I know a lot of people who own Teslas and very few of them, like, it's cognitive dissonance. They pay so much for the car. I apologize. Does someone here own a Tesla?
No.
Cool.
Charles does.
I would never.
The producer does.
Charles was the one who was telling us that to use the features, they hit you up for the subscription fee too, which is fucking crazy.
But we gotta use the Twitter stock to buy a Tesla.
The steering wheel came off the car when you fucking got the car, bro.
Oh my.
What the fuck? The steering wheel came off
the steering wheel pulled out of the fucking socket.
Hey, do anybody
steering wheels have a socket?
Anybody still use the clothes?
I didn't know previously.
Jesus Christ.
Did y'all have any family members that used to use the club? That shit used to crack
me up. Yeah,
hell yeah.
Like, I don't want to steal your shit. I'm just going to steal it.
I think every aunt had a club, bro. You know what I mean?
My grandma and grandpa had a club.
Nobody want this piece of shit. You got a broke-ass car. You worried about a fucking club? You better get a new whip. Anybody trying to steal
this? My grandparents had a club on the 92. What was the shittiest car you could think of with a club? My grandparents had a 92 Honda Accord, and it had a club on it in 2005.
Bro, my aunt had on a Saturn, and she had 10-inch rims that she had bought at fucking Walmart, bro, and put a club on that shit. They don't even make Saturns no more. You know what I mean? Where the fuck is the last time you seen a Saturn? She's like, I'm going to keep this thing safe. But Saturn? I can't believe they even existed. Sheesh.
Bro, thing is, they don't steal, like, flashy cars. They're not stealing Ferraris and Lambos. They steal shit that they can scrap for parts.
Honda. Like, the Accords actually got stolen all the time for the catalytic converters and all that shit. Yep.
Yeah, like, I remember seeing, like, the Camry's the most stolen car in America because every fucking body has a Camry. You know what I mean? So they steal that shit and ship it down for parts, so.
At my orientation at Long Beach State, they had a cop come in to talk to us, a campus cop, and he literally said, raise your hand if you own a Honda. And, like, you know, it's a college, it's a cheap college, so, like, a quarter of the room raised their hands, and he literally just said, I'm sorry. It's like it ain't shit we can do to stop him from stealing your Honda.
Okay. I love Honda. Hey, great car.
We all have mixed feelings about the police, but literally, I got in San Francisco last year, so, like smash and grab. And talk to the cops. He's like, motherfuckers, like 40 of these a day in all the different precincts. Like, what do you think we're going to do about this shit? Be Inspector Gadget, man, trying to solve these crimes for your $30.
I'm like, dusting for fingerprints. I'm putting the glass together to get the partial prints off of it.
I'm supposed to shoot somebody for your luggage? Like, no. And then I got to go to jail for your fucking luggage? Like, and I was like, damn, dog, that's the first time a police officer ever said some shit. I'm like, damn, makes sense.
When I was in middle school, a teacher at our middle school got on Pimp My Ride. That car lasted, I'm not joking, 2.5 months before it got chop-shopped. And the 9 TVs that exhibit put in the car got ripped out. Car was found with nothing left inside of it. Much worse than before it went.
2.5 months is a long time to keep. Those cars got fucking flipped quick. Because it was like, hey, there's free electronics in this bitch, too.
That motherfucker was driving a car with 9 holes on the interior, bro. Like, 9 TV size holes. Hell no, I've been mad as fuck.
What did that teacher teach driving to school with that car, bro?
Geometry, earth science. I know she's a geometry, earth science.
Yeah. It was like, it was either English or it was math. Teacher, I can't remember though. I didn't have her, but I just remember hearing that she got on Pimp My Ride, seeing the episode, and going like, "Hey, where's the car?" And so it's like, "Oh, it got chop chopped already."
Should we know how much you like TVs? So we put some TVs on your TVs on your TVs. They really need to do a documentary on that shit though. What happened to all those cars? You can't be driving in them neighborhood. If you had that whip that needed to be pimped, and you take that back to your community. You're not a celebrity or you're not celebrating. It's like, oh, I motherfucker got an Xbox in there. We getting his ass. He got 30 games in there.
Joe's got a rare shark in his car.
How much y'all make a shark go for? How much y'all make a dogfish shark go for? On the motherfucking black market.
Hey, I'll come off some bread for a shark.
I'll take you to Cambodia Town. We'll flip a shark right now. You know how much those fucking fins go for, bro? You know how to steal a car with a club on it?
Absolutely not.
It's the easiest shit ever. You'd see a dude would take like hedge clippers, smash the fucking window, cut the steering wheel in the 2 spots around the club, pop the club off, fucking gone.
Huh, yeah.
The steering wheel was the weak. The steering wheel was the weak link.
you sound a little too familiar with this whole process. Yeah.
Too comfortable, you know what I'm saying?
Mike, can you say that a little closer to the microphone, please?
I heard that steering wheels are very easy to cut. So while your grandparents would be going, "Oh, this is crazy, the fucking thing." Look, they can't. Well, first of all, if they smash the window, you could still turn the steering wheel. And second of all, the steering wheel is made of fucking rubber. So, anyway, I think that's all. Next time on Jenkins and Jones Are Out of Pocket, we'll talk about how to steal diapers from Target. But I believe that's all the time we have. You got any more comments, Zach?
I gotta find it. It was a real fucking gem of a comment. Oh, here it is. This one's from Ferg. He said, "Patino is the Doc Rivers of stroke game." That was my favorite comment the entire night. I'm sorry, I had to go out on that.
Yo, we gotta
there
go.
There are so many good ones.
Motherfucker costing opportunities, bags. I just want to say, first and foremost, I don't participate in any of this slander. Just kidding. When's Doc gonna stop growing hair? What's on Doc's head right now that the barber, like, how does the barber cut his hair? Because that shit, I'm really just trying to figure out what's going on with
Doc. He got a line, but no hair. Like, he's balding, but he has a line. It's a special situation up there, G.
I want to touch that shit one day. Just be like, is there follicles? Like, what's going on? That's about it. We appreciate y'all.
This is a blast, guys. Bye. As always.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.